Parshas Kisisa starts out with the tivui of Machzis Hashekel. Kisisa as Reish Bnei Yisrael Efkudeyim, and also we pray for Nafshim Hashem Efkayd Oysom. V'lo Yia Behem Negev Efkayd Oysom. The tivui that when you want to count Klal Yisrael, the oifin of counting them is taking a census is not by counting people, but rather by counting shkolim. It actually does not say, then it says Zayitnu Kolev Al Kudem Asa Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. That's a chiyuv. Generally, every year, everybody took a matzah, gave a matzah shekel to have a chelik in the karbanis. But lav dafka did it have to be that you counted them? I did a matzah shekel. As a matter of fact, in the after of Parshat Zohar, it says vayifkadim batloim. The way that they counted them, there's a whole omen in Gemara and Yuma in the beginning of the second parak about the different things vayifkadim bavozek, vayifkadim batloim. They counted them when they became rich. They were able to count them not with machzis a shekel. Everybody gave a sheep, and they counted the sheep. And if they don't do that, then it says v'lo yiyabem negef if kredo yisem rachman al etzlan, that if they do what they're supposed to do, she minyan shirli deboy ayin haral v'adever ba'alim k'moy shematzino b'mei David. It's really that's what happened. It says that David was nechshal rachman al etzlan in a davar shafilu tinoiki shel bo'yisrael abim yehudin oisai. Did not to count Klal Yisrael, and he counted Klal Yisrael, and there was a terrible negative. And the question is, why is it so terrible? Rashi says, yeah, there's Ayin Hara. Why is it so terrible, Mamish, if you count Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden, there could be a negative, and where's the Mida Keneged Mida? What's the connection between the negative and being minor Klal Yisrael? Truth is, I just was doing his Gemara this morning, that Chana davened for a child. She was down for Shmuel to have a child. She was zeichet to Shmuel Anovi. It says, Zera Anoshim. She davened that she should have Zera Anoshim. And Rashi, and the Gemara says, Zera Shemuvla Bein Anoshim. Somebody that's not too tall and not too short, not too wide and not too thin, not too smart and not too foolish. So somebody that's in the middle. Why? Rashi says, it shouldn't be Shirlet Boi Ayin Hara. Once it's something which it stands out, should be shaila by Alan Hara. This every person, every guy in the world wants that they should get into the Guinness Book of World Records. That's what they live for. It's exactly what the Yid is davening that they shouldn't happen. We shouldn't stand out. Don't stand out. And not that you should be like every, as I'm about to say, but you don't want to stand out because it could bring to Ayin Hara. But really, what's there's this tremendous chomer that it could cause a negev, cause a plague, mamish, and we saw that's what happened by David HaMelech, because of the minion. What's the inyan of it? And what's the midi keneged mido of the negev? And la halacha l'maaseh, that's in the base of Mikdash, that's really the Gemara came in the Yuma, they would count fingers. They wouldn't count people. So Revolva says, in Parshas Bamidbar, he says by the, which was also where they counted Klal Yisrael at the beginning, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go around and count Klal Yisrael together with the Nesiim. And Suras Reish Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Mishpoch Hoysam. Tifkidu Oysam Netziv Oysam Atav Aaron V'itchem Yu Ish Ish Lamate Ish Reish Lebeis Avoysav Hu. V'ilish Moshe Anoshim and all the Nesiim. They went around counting Klal Yisrael. Who counted Klal Yisrael? Moshe, Aaron, and the Nesiim. They went around from tent to tent counting Klal Yisrael. So he says the difference between the minion of counting in Klal Yisrael, on the minion of counting, let's say, by the Goyim, when you're in democracy, when you're voting for something, let's say, not just the census, but he says there's a big sheker in democracy. Democracy, how does democracy work? The people are kaveya. Everybody, there's 300 million people in America. Each person gets, over the age of 18, gets a vote. And whoever gets the most votes, just about, usually that works, really. Not exactly like that, because it works with... Well, it works according to the states, but Be'etzem, that's how it works. And he says, what's the sheker in that? The sheker in that is that the financial advisors and the general of the army, who know exactly the dangers, and you know the dangers financially, the dangers physically, the dangers that can involve the certain types of governments, they have the exact same koyach as the person who just turned 18 and hasn't the slightest idea, some guy off the street doesn't know the first thing about anything. Why does that make sense? Why does it make sense that the people that don't know anything have the same koyach to be machria as the person that knows exactly what's going on in the government and exactly the vice president or the president who was the ex-president who knows exactly what's going on. He has the same koyach exactly as some farmer out in Montana who never even heard that there's... They went around when they were... I remember this, when they were going... taking a poll before Obama became president. They're going around to different shrites, asking them, who are you going to vote for? Obama, what's the question? Why are you going to vote for him? I don't know. But you don't really have to know, right? There's no... It doesn't... That's a sheker. That's poshut a sheker, because why are you giving somebody that doesn't even know why he's voting the koyach, the same koyach as the president of the United States? Why does it make any sense? That's the sheker. The minion of Klal Yisrael is kisisos reish b'nei Yisrael of kudiyem. Each person in Klal Yisrael, you're counting, it's not everybody's the same. Everybody, it's a lashon of harama. Kisisa is that you're elevating every single yid in Klal Yisrael. When you go around, when they went around in the Midbar, they came, and imagine Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, even if they went to everybody, Moshe and Aaron and the Nesim coming, the Nasi of the Shevet is coming to your house, knocking on the door. Remember, as my father was a Rav in Shtot in Philadelphia, where I grew up. And Pesach, he used to sell chametz, and one year comes in Rebbe Yisrael, and Rebbe L'Chaim Tev Amrukim Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Mashgiach Rebbe Golombek, and Menal Rebbe Melebaum, and they all came in to sell together in the car to sell. It felt like $1 million. It's like, wow, the whole Metzus Gedolah Torah is coming into, you know, to your house. That's how it was. And Moshe Rabbeinu used to come. The Ramban writes in Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu came and he would speak to the person. And it says in the times the Goyim says, what did Nevi'im do? Nevi'im, the godless of having a Navi, besides for the fact that he told you what a person is doing wrong, he would be able to tell each person their tafkin in their life. Each person has a specific, unique tafkid. The Navi is able to tell each person what their tafkid was. Moshe Rabbeinu would come, the Navi, Reish HaNavim, Aaron would come and be Mevarech, the Nasi would come, the Nasi Deshevet, be Me'ayin, what's with the family, Mechulu. So that's tremendous, it gave a tremendous elevation, a tremendous harama, and nisius, a lashon of raising up to every single yid in Klal Yisrael. And that's really every yid is for themselves. Every yid is has their own tafkid, and every yid is just, it's not just everybody together. We don't just count people. Every yid is counted for zich, because every yid has their own tafkid, and every yid has their own chashivas. And you can't just put everybody together. That's why we don't just count people. We don't count people 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We don't. That's not. You can't count people. You can count. They can give sheep, and you can count them. You can give machzis a shekel, and you can count them. But a yid, you can't count. The chomer of counting a yid is because you can't just put a number on him. You can't put a number on a yid. A yid is not just one is like the next. Each person has their own. Baron Kalinu said, he says, when it comes to Shemayim, he says, what do I want to be? He says, I want to be Avram Avinu. He says, I don't want to be Avram Avinu. There already was an Avram Avinu. I want to be Baron Kalinu. That's what I want to be. It's a famous story of Naftali in Amsterdam that I just chopped a thief kite in it. This famous story of Naftali Amsterdam, he went to his Rebbe, Yisrael Salanter, and he told him, he says, Rebbe, if I have the brains, the kishrin of the Shagas Aryeh, and would have the lev, the heart of the Yisrael V'Sherish HaAvodah, and have the midos of Rebbe, of you, Rebbe Yisrael Salanter, he says, then I'd be able to be an emissary of Hashem. And he said to him, Nay, Naftali, medayna koichos, medayna kishrin, medayna heart, and medayna midos, you could be an emissary of Hashem. The Pashup Shad is that, yeah, you're right, you don't have the lave of the Shagas Aryeh, and you're right, you don't have the midas of the Yisrael Salanter, and you don't have the lave, the hearts of the... But you still can also be. You don't have to be them to be. It's much more than that. That's not what you're supposed to be. That's not what you're supposed to be. Nay, Naftali means that that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. He doesn't want from you the kishrin of the Shagas Aryeh. If you were supposed to have the kishrin of the Shagas Aryeh, he would have given it to you. He doesn't want that. He wants your kishrin together with... That's why everybody has their own mamish unique tafkid, because everybody has their own kishrin, and everybody has their own hearts, and everybody has their own background, and everybody has their own midas, and everybody's supposed to take their own kreches and use it in the way that Ribbono Shel Olam gave them. To make it the Melech HaShleimo says on the Mishnah of Ma'id Ma'id HaVishval Ruach. So we could, if there's a Nezik in there, Mishnah is Nezik and Beid. If it's there, I would read it inside. It's just fascinating. On the Mishnah in Perak Dalet, Shkoyach, of Ma'id Ma'id HaVishval Ruach. So there's different gear stories. There's actually two Mishnahs like that. And one is in Perak Dalet at the beginning, Mishnah Dalet. Reb Levitas Yishav Neimer. The only time in Shas came to mind that his name is mentioned. Moed Moed Avishbal Ruach. Shetikvas Nishvimo. There's another Mishnah later on. In Mishnah Yud, it says Vavishval Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam. Here, there's a girsa also in the first Mishnah. Moed Moed Avishbal Ruach Bifnei Kol Adam. Shazam Lecha Shleimo, he brings down. Pirush HaChacham HaSholem Rav Tuvia Halevi B'Sefer Chin Toi B'Parashat Bereishis. V'zeh L'Shoening. Dikte Katan Eloimar B'Fnei Kol Odom. Mo'id Mo'id HaVishval Ruach B'Fnei Kol Odom. V'lo Yomer Stam Mo'id HaVishval Ruach. Yan, why? Chofetz Hashem B'Ga'avosu Shal Odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should be, have gaiva, have a, what does he mean though? Yachshiv Atma Godom Yikol Tzvo Morim. V'lo Yomer Mi Anoichi Gush Ofer Rima V'Toy Le'a Li'Yisevan HaMelech. Yisiv kize kol adam yirte lo nivru ha ilama is kulam elo bishvil ze ha adam hu chashiv mi hamalachim hu bize yav adam lishmar mitzvayis of yizbarach ze o shomer im tiyah shval ruach dafk bifnei kol adam afnei hamalachim mechol tzvam arim tizgoa ki karav atal hashim gaysa mehem ad kam bikitzer every yid mipnei moid moid av shval ruach bifnei kol adam because everybody's unique therefore don't be a bal gaiven everybody has their own kreches. But that's only klapi other humans. All humans are unique, and memela, everybody is choshev, everybody is a kisisa on each individual. But gaiva, for sure, klapi malachim in the shamayim, you're aggressor. A yid is aggressor than malachim. You could go to a much greater dargo than malachim. That's the moed doleh shval ruach means that exactly this nekuda of being moed in Klal Yisrael. Everybody in Klal Yisrael is choshev. Everybody has Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen coming to them. Everybody is unique. Therefore, bishval ruach b'fnei kol adam, because every person has chashivas. But intrinsically, every yid has their tafkid. Every yid, if they're mekayim, their tafkid, then they're aggressor from malachim, even bigger than the malachim. And a person can't compare themselves to anybody else because they have a different tafkid. It's just the I think I mentioned this in the past that Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Veis HaBracha. He says, Moshe Ish Elikim. So he says, what does it mean, Moshe Ish Elikim? He says that it wasn't that it was naturally that he's Ish Elikim, but he worked on himself. And he says, with this we can really explain a difficult Gemara. The Gemara says that, Shol ba'achas v'loy olsalay. V'olsalay. David b'shtayim v'loy olsalay. Shol did one thing wrong and he lost the melucha. David did two things wrong and he didn't lose the melucha. Shaila is, why? Why is that fair? Shaul did one thing wrong and lost, and David, even though he did two things wrong, he didn't lose the melucha. Why is that fair? So he says, Shaul was ben melech, Shaul b'molchei, the pasuk says. That he was like a tinik ben shana when he became a melech. His personality was such that it wasn't hard for him to refrain from doing averis. Memeila, even if he did one thing wrong, it's already a taino kilu that he's able to lose the melucha. David HaMelech, he was born under the mazal of Madim. Madim is somebody that Esav was born on the mazal of Madim. Somebody is going to be, Gemara says, is going to be a Sheikh of Damim. You could use it and channel the Kechas to be done in the right way. It could be a Moel, which is a mitzvah to be Sheikh of Damim. But he's going to be a Sheikh of Damim, it says. David HaMelech, it says that David HaMelech too, he said, had Shaul had the personality of David HaMelech, he would have done 10 times more than David HaMelech himself did. He would have been Chayte 20 times, that's what he says. That means every person, you can't down yourself up clapping the next person. You have no idea what the next person, his midas are, his kriches, his heart, his kishrin, his midas, v'chulum. But every yid has their own tafkin. Mamela, every person has their tafkin that they should. I think that maybe that's the midah keneged midah of negev. What's a negev? Kivin shenit reshus lamashis, shuvin yamavchim in tzadik l'rasha. The whole word of a negev is machnish tais, we just kill. People die even if they're not deserving. That's what it, theoretically. That's what it seems like. That if you're going to put everybody together in the same boat, right? You're just going to count Klal Yisrael, and no one's unique. Everybody is just the number. So then, midah keneged midah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mavchin between tzadik l'rasha and enchanami. Everybody gets put together in the same boat, Rahman Islan. And there could be a negev. This uniqueness, I think, is really, that's the a maisa, a well-known maisa also from Reb Shimon Schwab, that he went to the Chofetz Chaim and he asked him, he was there for Shabbos. There's a few stories that we know from there. Two stories, I think, that maybe from that Shabbos that go together. One story is the well-known story that he asked Reb Shimon Schwab. He says, "Vos epis that I'm a Kohen and you're not a Kohen." He says, "Oh, that's easy, because your father's a Kohen, my father's not a Kohen. And why is my father a Kohen and your father not a Kohen? Because your grandfather." and my grandfather wasn't. Okay, so you realize that the Chofetz Chaim wants something else. Says, you know what the reason is? Because 3,000 years ago, when Moshe Rabbeinu stood b'Shar HaMachaneh and he called out, Mila Shem Elai, my great-great-great-grandfather ran and yours didn't. And b'meila, he was zeicha for netzach netzachim, that his enoklach are all going to be koyanim because he ran at the time of Mila Shem Elai. When you hear the cry of Mila Shem Elai, go running. When you hear the cry, no, every yid hears their own cry of Mila Shem Elai. It's not just one cry of, that's it. Everybody has their own kaychus. And b'meila, for one person it means that he should open a yeshiva. And one person it means that he can help up somebody doing his math or whatever it is that she's succeeding in school. And one person it means that he should be able to give him money. And one person it means everybody has their own Mila Shem Elai to use their kaychus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila Shem Elai to use your kaychus for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's really what it is. And with that, a person is zeicha l'dori doros. It's not just for himself. If he takes his kaychus and uses them properly, he's zeicha l'dori doros. But it's not just that. It's every mitzvah is really that way. Every mitzvah, the Derech Hashem, just learning, Derech Hashem says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world that the Zman HaVoidah is very short. 70 years, 80 years, 120 years. But the Zman of the Schar is L'Netzach Netzachim. Metzim, every mitzvah is that way. There's another story that happened that Shabbos with Shimon Schwab and the Chofetz Chaim is that Shimon Schwab, the Chofetz Chaim asked him, he says, where are you going to be in 500 years? He says, in Olam Haba, I don't know. With the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, in 5,000 years, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in 5 million years, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chaye oilam not abesecheinu. He says, netzach netzachim. We have what nitzchias is, we can't comprehend what nitzchias. We're so finite, we can't comprehend. It's a long time. Not a long time. It's millions and millions of years, if you could fathom it. And that all comes one mitzvah. One mitzvah is netzach netzachim. So a person has the Mila Shem Elai. It doesn't have to be also just your life call of what you're doing, chaparayin. And then you could be zeicha l'duri duris. Every mitzvah that you chaparayin, every time you're offered the ability to do a mitzvah, you have a be'etma Mila Shem Elai. You're taking that yecholes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you to do something physical, to do something to daven, to smile, to learn, chesed, whatever the mitzvah is, and to turn into netzach netzachim, which is forever and ever and ever and ever.